And I think it speaks to us. No. It's a fascinating sugya. And of Zayin Amid Aleph and Megillah. The Gemara talks about Esther requesting from the Anshei Knesset HaGadoyla. It's like, you know, you, Lamashal, you write a sefer, you want to speak to the president of Soy, you want to go to the, do me a favor, I want to get some good publicity with my sefer. I want this one to have a lasting impression. I want people to be able to get it. I want it to be displayed, you know, on the front right table, you know, where all the socializing is happening over there. I want to catch the eye. Zokt Esther, Kisvuni Lidoris. I want to be written for generations. It's a Mudna request. And Anshei Knesset HaGadoyla were very hesitant. Anshei Knesset HaGadoyla said to her, Kisvuni Lidoris. And the Gemara goes on and says, this idea of Milchemes Amalek, the struggle that Am Yisrael had in your story, it's written already in Torah, and Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. We don't need a Megillah. Adarabba, Gemara goes on, you'll look at the Gemara. The Gemara says, there's hints to the fact that the Rebbeinu Shlomo only wants it written three times and doesn't want a fourth additional transcription to be transcribed, to be another text, to be another Megillah. This is the beginning of the Gemara and of Zayin Amid Aleph, going back and forth. And then the Gemara gets into this discussion, and the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Esther Eino Metame Es Hayadayim. What does that mean, Esther Eino Metame Es Hayadayim, Rabbi? So what does it mean, Metame Es Hayadayim? So everyone knows, right, that when you go up to get an aliyah, there's a big inyan and there's a halacha that you shouldn't touch the cloth with your bare hand. Shechter always often quotes that although the Gemara says over here, Esther Eino Metames Yadayim, L'chadchila, a person, the Magen Avraham says, should wash their hands, if anyone's a Balkairi here, before they read the Megillah. But that din of Esther Eino Metames Yadayim differentiates Megillas Esther from the regular din of klaf from a Sefer Torah. Esther Eino Metames Hayadayim. Sounds like it's a Shvachazach. It's not on a Sefer Torah. We don't touch with our bare hands. Arum, the Gemara says in Shabbos. Person's going to touch. It's a scary Gemara. The Gemara says, if I remember correctly, if you're gonna touch with the Arum, you're going to die Arum also. Gemara Mamash has scary Lashonis. If a person has a Zilzal in the Kedusha of a Sefer Torah and touches it with a bare hand. But don't be concerned when it comes to Esther, Ethan. Esther ain't a metames hayadayim. There's no tumah when it comes to Megillas Esther to touch. Why? Zok to Gemara lememra disover Shmuel Esther lo beruach hakodesh nemra. Does that mean that Esther was not said in ruach hakodesh? That there wasn't that value, that kedusha, that divine inspiration, when it comes to the ksuvim, when it comes to the psukim of the Megillah? Va'amr Shmuel, but you, Shmuel, yourself, you contradict yourself. Va'amr Shmuel, Esther Beruach HaKodesh Nemra. But you yourself hold that it was said Beruach HaKodesh. Emphret the Gemara, you're right. Nemra Likrois, V'loy Nemra Likosif. The Ruach HaKodesh was said likrois for the kriya. But for the ksiva, there is no din kisve akoidesh when it comes to the Megillas Esther. Azoy zok the Gemara. Now, Tosfos here is bothered by the kasha, but the Gemara says that you can't, you have to write a Megillah, that you can't say a balpe. As a later Gemara, Tosfos asks a kasha, mashma desover demutter lekroso alpe vekosha dehechi plia polig al stam mishnah delekamon da perek beis daf yudzayinim and aleph. The mishnah says beferish kara alpe lo yotza. Megillah also has to be written. Megillah also has to be aksav. Megillah also has to be transcribed. You can't read it out. A person can't just say in the room, it's not true. There's a din ksav. And there's a stum of the Mishnah. No one's going to argue with a plain Mishnah that says a psak aloche. And everyone agrees to that. You can't say Megillas Esther Baal Peh. Why? Because there must be Kisvei HaKodesh. You know what Tosis says? Unbelievable. Tosis says, it's Derabbanan. You're right. The Derabbanan, they made a takona. They have to write it down, and now you can't say it. Baal Peh. Aber Midoraisa or Midivrei Kabbalah before that takona, Derabbanan, Rabbi Isai, what's the real identity of what a Megillah is? Lo nitin likosef. Inu metames hayadayim. It said Baruch HaKodesh, Linyan Kriya, Aber Linyan Ksiva, it's not. Why? What's so geschlecht about Megillas Esther? Why does Megillas Esther, the whole Gemara Megillah Dav Zayin, you get to Megillah Dav Zayin, you're just like, wow, sorry Esther, you didn't make it, you didn't make the cut. You made the first cut, but like second cut, you're not part of the team. Sorry. It's not working. It's Einim Atamasi Yadayim. Even the ksiva is a dinder abonim. Remember, Rabbi Isai was a gavaldig of Briskarov. It's kedai to see Rabbi Isai in Lomdis. Briskarov proves that the Rambam differentiates between different halachas. That there are certain halachas that apply to a Megillah like a Sefer Torah and certain halachas that we don't require when we write a Megillah. One of those halachas that the Briskarov expounds upon in his piece in Hilchas Megillah, I suggest to all of you, Rabbi Say, after this shir, that you should go through this Briskarov in Hilchas Megillah, fascinating Briskarov, how he demonstrates that the Rambam derived that the halacha that a person has to make the skin and the hide and the cloth with ibud lishma, right? We're learning the sugyas of lishma. We just finished the sugya of lishma. Such a taiva. Saw of Swerdlov last night at a chasana, dancing. I wanted to, he's a Talmud of David Soloveitchik. I wanted to tell him, David, we did in the Lishma. Ow! About Lishma. Mar says in Shabbos that Rava was learning. His hand started bleeding. There's a guy watching, and Imam's gushing blood. He said, Imam didn't even notice. Obviously, not on that level. I'm a paziza. They don't have the same nerves. We don't have the same argoshas as more normal people when we're soaking in the world of Torah. Better. So Briskarov has a beautiful explanation, and he explains. I'm not going to get into detail with all of his rayas, Rabbi Isai, but he shows that the whole ksiva and the whole transcription in Shitas HaRambam, although not exactly like this Tosus, but he brings this Tosus as a raya, that the whole ksiva was on a different level. It wasn't a regular din kisvei HaKodesh. It wasn't on that same darga as a Sefer Torah. It doesn't have ibud lishma. It's metameis hayadayim zek the Briskarov. The ksav, according to Tosus, is only derabbanan. But on the original level, it shouldn't have been a ksav. But at the same time, Esther is Baruch HaKodesh. Esther is on that level of divine inspiration of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam speaking to Esther, of this story, all having Ruach HaKodesh. Then the Gemara asks the following question, Rabbi Isai. How do you know that Esther is Baruch HaKodesh Nemra? What's the source that the story of Megillas Esther has Ruach HaKodesh? That according to Shmuel, it means the kriya, the story, the saying over the story, that has Ruach HaKodesh in it. But the ksav doesn't necessarily have Ruach HaKodesh according to Shmuel. Says the Gemara, a few lines underneath, Tanya Rabbi Elazar Omer Esther Ruach HaKodesh Nemar. How do you know? What's the source? Shenemar Vayomer Haman Belibo Rabbi Vayomer Haman Belibo. The pasuk talks about what? when the Melech Achashverosh says, who is the person that I should give so much honor, so much glory? I should praise and I should raise him up amongst the nation and to demonstrate that this is a person that finds favor in the king. And what does the Pasuk say, Rabbi Yisai? Vayomer Haman Belibo, right? Haman is what? Talking to himself. He's not a Meshugana. But the Megillah is telling you what? That Haman felt at that point in time. And Haman, the Megillah says, Max. The Megillah says that Haman had these thoughts that he was talking to him. Who else could he be talking about? And then he gets deflated when he's talking about Mordechai. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Esther Baruch HaKodesh Nemara. How do you know that Megillas Esther was the story with Ruach HaKodesh? Shnemar vati Esther noises chen be'ene koro'er. Because it says that everyone who saw Esther, wow, they thought to themselves, she's gorgeous. How do you know what other people are thinking? Well, there must be that this story, Megillas Esther has Ruach HaKodesh, can tell you what other people are thinking, can go into the minds of other people. What a gorgeous girl. Rab Meir Oimer Esther Baruch HaKodesh Nemer Shnemer Vayivada Adover LeMordechai. Rab Meir says, no, you know how we know the story was with Ruach HaKodesh? Because if it wasn't with Ruach HaKodesh, how does Mordechai know what Bigson and Seresh are conspired? Vayivada Adover LeMordechai, how do you know that? Must be Mordechai at Ruach HaKodesh, that he was able to hear conversations of other people, even though he wasn't speaking to them. Rabbi Yossi ben Drusk mis Eimer Esther Ruach HaKodesh Nemar Shenemar Ubabliza Loi Sholchu Es Yadam. And then finally the Gemara says, Amr Shmuel. Ooh, the same Shmuel that we started off with. Amr Shmuel, Ihava Hasim, if I would have been part of that conversation, Hava Amina Milsa Da Adifa Mikulu, I would have said something better than everyone else's pshat of how you know Esther is said Baruch HaKodesh. Shneemar Kimu V'Kiblu. Because the Pasuk says, Kimu V'Kiblu. The Jews of that generation were Kimu V'Kiblu, Zokt Chazal, Kiblu Lamata, Kimu Lamala, they fulfilled in the upstairs heavens in the Rebbeinu Shalom's Bezdin, Masha Kiblu Lamata, what we were Makabal, the Yontif of Purim, they were maskim to us. How do you know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's maskim to? How do you know what's going on in the mind of the Rebbeinu Shalom? Must be that Mordechai had Ruach HaKodesh, that the story of Esther has Ruach HaKodesh and could tell us what's going on upstairs. And then the Gemara concludes, Amar Rava Lekulu Isli Pirchi. Every other raya that's brought up to tell us that the Megillas Esther was written by Ruach HaKodesh, there's kashas on them. You could, Sofer, we're in the Gemara, Sofer would say, come on, that's not a good raya, that's Ruach HaKodesh, come on. Right? Yeah, that's... Maybe Mordechai knew what they were talking about. He was around the corner. I don't know. The Gemara says, maybe Mordechai knew that language. I don't know. The Gemara says, it's not such a great raya. Lekulu Islo Pirchi. Chutz mi who? Chutz mi Shmuel. Shmuel, there's no good answer. Shmuel, there's no good kasha. Shmuel's a raya she'ein olei tshuva. Shmuel's a proof without any kashas. That Baruch HaKodesh. Now, Be'emes, there is a kasha on Shmuel, as Tosfos asks, but we're going to go with the Mahalach that there's no kasha, because we can answer Tosfos' kasha. Shmuel says what? Megillas Esther is the kriya, the pronunciation, the announcement, the presentation of the story is Baruch HaKodesh. But lo nitan likasiv Baruch HaKodesh. That was Shmuel. Eina metames hayadayim. This is not a regular kisvei HaKodesh. This is not a regular classic canonized text. Shmuel is going to be the raya of Ruach HaKodesh. Yeah. It could be Ruach HaKodesh even though it's not a classic Ksav. like the Brisker Rav was developing us, that there are going to be certain dinim that are not going to be applied to the Megillah, although some of the dinim will. There will be certain halachas about the ink, about the way you write it, that will follow the regular dinim of Sefer Torah, but there are going to be certain dinim about the klaf, about other things, about the ibud, that is not going to follow the regular dinim of Lishma, of Hilchus Yoredei, of Hilchus Ksiva Sefer Torah. But Marivar Adboisai, why? That's what I'd like to explain to all of you. What's going on over here? What is it unique about the Megillah that it's not exactly the same, that it like didn't make the cut, it's not parallel, yet at the same time Shmuel holds, but in the terms of the Kriya, in terms of the presentation, in terms of the proclamation of the story, the presentation, when we say over the Megillah, that's all Ruach HaKodesh. But Adboisai, I'd like to answer this question based on a kasha that the Turei Evin, everyone knows who the Turei Evin is, Rabbi Yisai. When you learn Maseches Megillah, anyone who tells you, like, something is not a lumdish Masechta, it's not Emes. Anything you learn, it doesn't, when the yeshiva decides, like, what to, everything is geshmak. It's just, you just got to delve into it. I mean, the Turei Evin is the Shagas Aryeh. Everyone heard of the Shagas Aryeh? The lion's roar, I always tell you, he roars like a lion. He had a shita in Mahalach, that he proved in Machlokes Rishonim who was right from Gemara's. I mean, his tshuvas are incredible, the Shagas Aryeh. So he wrote a sefer on Rosh Hashanah Yuma Megillah. He wrote a sefer on Megillah, Rosh Hashanah, and Chagiga. He wrote a sefer on Yuma, but it's a different sefer. That's the Turei Evin. It's Chidushim line by line on the Gemara, but like Shagas Aryeh the Gechudushim. Mamish taking a Gemara, taking every line of an Agadita and making it a Gansa Sugya. Mamish a Shulchan Aruch Lefanecha, a whole Gansa fest and a busser and potatoes and sauce. Whipped cream. Got you, Sam. Muffins. So Turei Evin asks a bomb kasha on this Gemara. Esther Baruch HaKodesh Nemra. How do you know? Because Esther knew what they were thinking. Because it presents, Mordechai knew what Bigson and Zeresh were thinking. Because Haman had this machshav. Wherever everybody said, ask me a kasha. Frekta Turei Evin, that doesn't tell us that the Megillah was written. The Ksav was written, Baruch HaKodesh. That just tells us that the people in the story, the characters, the Gavre, had Ruach HaKodesh. If you want to ask Akasha, how do I know that Mordechai had Ruach HaKodesh? Tzarchin, Zok the Gemara, I have a right that Ruach had Ruach HaKodesh. You want to know how? Because how else would he know what Big Son and Zeresh were thinking? That's a good Gemara. Frekta Turei Evin, but Mehechatesi that the Megillah was written by Ruach HaKodesh. The transcription. When it was canonized, when it was made into a book, who says that's Baruch HaKodesh? You're not giving me any rias to that. Azoi frek the Turei Evin, the Shagas Aryeh, Tzarech in Godel, on this Gemara. No teretz. And Rabbi Yisai, the Achronim work on it. The Aras Dvash, Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz writes that it must be that if Mordechai was writing these stories and Esther was writing these stories about themselves and they were anovim, they had such anivis and they were so humble, it's not shayich for them to write it unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded that the story should be written Baruch HaKodesh. Just like Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz writes that the Aleph of Vayikra is small. Why is the Aleph of Vayikra in a Sefer Torah small? Sukta Vyonis and Eibeshitz, the Medrash says, because Moshe Rabbeinu was on of Mikol Adam, and he didn't want to show off that HaKadosh Baruch Hu called him with that precious language of Vayikra, Vayikar. You, my precious dear person, I'd like to talk to you. I'd like to schmooze with you in that precious Vayikar dika way that you write in the Ksuva, Va'anan, Oizen, Va'eflach, Vayikar. That I'm going to treat you like a precious jewel, Rabbi Yisai. One of the most important languages that you should all know when you read the Ksuva. I heard from Shmuel Kamenetsky, he just made a chasen a few weeks ago. I was there. He asked the chasen, do you know what it said in the Ksuva? It says one word. It says Vayikar. Treat her like a jewel. She's precious. She's a Yikar.
She's unbelievable. That's Vayikra. Kadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu in a Yikaristic way, in a Vayikar. I want the olive Zira. I'm an onova, not to me, not to... So Zokt Rabbi Yonis Abish, the same thing as Shaykh by Mordechai and Esther. How could they show off about all this? Must be the Rabbeinu Shalom got involved. That's Rabbeinu Yonis Abish's pshat. There's another pshat, Rabbi Yisai. I don't want to talk about these pshat so much, but I can't hold back. It's a Sfas Emes on this Gemara that really answered a lot of kashas to me. You know, I was always bothered, you know. We have these Gedolim, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, Kulei Al Miyad, he has Ruach HaKodesh. You know, so, like, I was always bothered, you know, like my high school, you know, nature comes up, and I'm just like thinking sometimes, like, come on, Rabbi, like, if you have Ruach HaKodesh, so just like, tell me what's going on. Tell me what's going to be. I'm saying, like, help us out over here a little bit. Like, we're in the dark. Let me know. Why don't you tell me? And I always had this kasha, like, oh, here's Ruach HaKodesh, the guy's special, like, pipeline to the Rabbeinu Shalom, like, kushmooze a little bit? You know what I'm saying? Like, can I find out, like, what's going to be a little bit? Like, why are you sharing this? Until I went to Sfas Emes on this Gemara. Sfas Emes says something meridic on this Gemara. Sfas Emes says, yeah, vada. There are many gavras, there are many Mordechai and Esthers in the door that have Ruach HaKodesh, that the Rabbeinu Shalom speaks to them. But there's a halacha, says the Sfas Emes, that this Gemara is implying. A tzaddik is not allowed to be megala the Ruach HaKodesh that he has unless the Rabbeinu Shalom tells him you can be megala that. Minayin she'Esther v'Mordechai, the Sefer, was Nemra b'Ruach HaKodesh. Must be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, by the way, that Ruach HaKodesh you had, you write that down in their Sefer. Otherwise, Mordechai and Esther would never have the ability to reveal all that. That's the raya. Without the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling you, please tell the rest of the nation, there's no din. It's like Rashi has the din of Lamor, you shouldn't say something, but dafka by Ruach HaKodesh, you can't share Ruach HaKodesh unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you. As always up to Sfas Emes, it's a gevaldige pshat. But Rabbi Yisai, I was thinking the following idea. And I think it's a Yisaidistika idea about what Kriyas HaMegillah is. Let's go back to Shmuel Shita, Rabbi Yisai. Shmuel Shita is that Esther is read Baruch HaKodesh, but it's not written Baruch HaKodesh. Esther has this tension the Briskerov presents to us that it's not classic Kisvei HaKodesh. It's not a classic transcription of what was and what now we're going to treat as Sefer Torah. Marav Rabbi Yisai, why? Why is that? Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to leave this out, to not be Metames Hayadayim, to not be Kisvei HaKodesh, to not be a canonized text? You want to know why? I'd like to suggest an idea why, Rabbi Yisai. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted this presentation and the representation of the Megillah to be exactly what the Nes was. You know, we live in a life that nature is all around us. It's very hard to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is the Milah of Megillas Esther, Zokt Rabbi Yonis and Eibishitz in another place, and the Bnei Yisoschar. The one story that was Lemala min HaTeva mitoich HaTeva. That you cannot see the name of the Rabbeinu Shalom in the story of Megillas Esther. Soif kal anisim, it was the shachris of what? Of a new era. That we're not going to have mon coming from the ground, from the sky. That we're not going to have Eser Makas. That we're not going to have Gilui Shechina, a Kriyas Yamsuf. No, a totally different type of story. We're going to have Nisim Unuflos, Mitoich HaTeva, Mitoich HaChoshech, Mitoich HaGolos. In your daily lives, you're going to see the Eibishter. Megillah comes from Migaleh es ha-Esther, es ha-Seser, es ha-Hidden. That's what Megillah's Esther is. Megillah's Esther is that the Rabbeinu Shalom is with you, each and every one of you, in your struggles. But if we make this Megillah into Kisvei HaKodesh, if we now put this into an Aron Kodesh and lock up the safe and make sure there's a code that's only relevant for Mondays and Thursdays and only a few people in the shul know that code, So then I'm going to have a detachment to the story. It's not going to be something that connects to me. When you walk up to that item, don't be metames hayadayim. That's kisvei hakodesh. Something that I don't feel relates to me in that same way. Moreover, Rabbeisai, the rest of Sifrei Tanakh, Rabbeisai, is something that happened in history. That don't get me wrong, Rabbeisai, I'm not trying to contradict every shvuz I've given on Parsha up until now. That is a nevuah shehutzrichu l'doros that has messages that's necessary for us. But Rabbeisai, it's something that happened historically. Moshe Rabbeinu got this, Moshe Rabbeinu dealt with this, Avraham Avinu did this, and the Kedah was this. And these were things that happened in Jewish history. And the Rabbeinu Shalom commanded, I want this to be Kisvei HaKodesh, I want these to be Sifrei Tanakh, to be what? To be Svarim that are now going to have the milos of Sifrei Tanakh that are going to be Metames Hayadayim, that are going to be Kisvei HaKodesh. That they should be respected, they should be revered, they should be approached on that higher level, but we should learn that up. That there are things that apply to us. Then there's Megillas Esther. Then there's that story that happened when? That happened in the Choshech, in our Teva, in our lives. In the same exact experiences that happened then in Shushan with Mordechai and Esther. These are the struggles that are happening with us. These are experiences that relate to each and every one of us. Everybody said, I want to tell you a story that I heard. Chayzel Lublin was going into shul, preparing for Megillas Esther, Purim night. And there was a young boy there that was ultimately the Belzer Rebbe. But at that time, he wasn't the Belzer Rebbe. You know what I'm saying? You all start off not the Belzer Rebbe. But the Chayzel Lublin, who was a Chayzel, Baal Chizayon, spotted him. He wasn't like a guy who was known in the Beis Medrash. On the spot, right before Kriyas HaMegillah, Chayzel Lublin said, you read the Megillah. Clearly the Chayzel Lublin knew that this was the future Belzer Rebbe. Now, I don't know if you guys know, everybody say, Shaina could tell us, you know what I'm saying, the amount of preparation that a non-Baal Kohen needs to do. Even a Baal Kohen needs to do before Kriyas HaMegillah. Zechar, a non-Baal Kohen needs to do the Megillah. And Stam, even if you are a Baal Kohen, if you just called on the spot, not knowing the people in the area, very nervous, you know what I'm saying? Schwitzing and... My dad's to tell you a story. So well, I'm going to tell you quickly. Purim. So once a boy was there getting very nervous for his bar mitzvah. And he was just like schwitzing. Like, the Gabbai knew, like, that this kid is not going to work out. Like, this kid is, he can't even talk straight. He's schwitzing. He's, you know what I'm saying, shaking. This career is going to be a disaster. So the Gabbai says, like, don't worry. He's like, what are you nervous about? He's like, I can't get down. I just always forget which psukim to stop at, where the aliyahs are finished. I'm just mess it up. Gabi says, relax. Don't worry. Gabi says, I'll be right here. I'm standing here throughout the Kriyas HaTorah. I'm going to tap you on the shoulder. One, just to remind you, just like that the end of this pasuk is going to be the end of the aliyah. You'll be fine. It'll be okay. I'll just quick tap, and you'll be okay. And that's how you remember. So the kid's like, oh, let's give up. He calms down. Ready. So the precious Lech Lecha. Amen. Mayomer Hashem Avram Lech Lecha. Amir Tzuchom Olchom Bezavicha. And Gabbai goes, you're doing great, you're doing great. Floretz Asher Arego. You're one plus again. So you can imagine, like I'm saying, not knowing the Olam, not knowing the Tzibor, you know, about to lay in the Megillah with this new Tzibor, and the Chayzim and Lublin, a young boy, the future Belzer Rebbe, says, you! Read the Megillah. After the Megillah is over, the Chayzim Lublin stands up and he says the following. I've heard the Megillah many times, but never with the Gilor that you just did.
Never Megillah did I hear in the way that you just learned.
Rabbi said, what was the Chozim Lublin saying? It means every year there's a Megillah Esther that's Megillah something hidden about our lives that comes to life, that's revealed to us, that the Rabbi Shalom is talking to us and speaking to each and every one of us. Rabbi Sai, where does the Brisker Rav get this halacha that there isn't a din of regular Kesvei HaKodesh? That there isn't a din that it's mamish like Sav, like canonized text, like those that are in the Aaron Kodesh, that are regular Svarim, that are Metamis Adayim? Where does that come from, Rabbi Sai? What's the source? I'm going to tell you the source, Rabbi Sai. It's something fascinating, Rabbi Sai. What does the Baal Kori have to do before he wraps up the Megillah?
I just told you what he just said to do.
What does the Baal Kori have to do before he makes the brachas of Arabes Rivenu after Megillah Esther Shiner? He's got to roll it back up to the beginning. What does the Baal Kori and many tziburim do when he reads the word Keigeres Azois? What does he do? He shakes it. Why does he do that, Rabbi Sai? What is he trying to do? Where do those halachos come from? To tell you what? That this is not regular Kisvei HaKodesh. You know what this is? You know what this is, Rabbi Sai? It's an igeres. It's a letter. It's like no other Megillah or Sefer that we have in Yiddishkeit. There is nothing else that is an igeres. Memela Zokta Rabbeinu Shalom, Zokta Gemara Megillah, Zokta Rambam, Zokta Brisker Rav. This cannot be a regular halacha of a ksiva of Kisvei HaKodesh to have all the dinim and regulations of a regular ksav. Zoktai says that the ksav is only a ksav derabonon. The fact that you can't say it bal peh is only midrabonon, Zoktai says. Were it not for that din derabonon, I would have said you could read the Megillah without. You want to know why? Because it's not about a scripture. It's not about canonizing the text. It's not about removing it and putting it on the shelf and now delving into it and learning it up. You don't learn up a letter. A letter is something that speaks to your life. Rabbi Sai, those of you that have learned with me in the past, I don't know if those of you that have been chassanim by me, I tell all my chassanim and their shmooz before they get married, following hadrach. In the yichud room, in addition to the present that you're going to give your future kala or your kala at that time, I'd like you to do the following. You're sitting there in that first moment that you are in privacy, the first time in your life that you're touching your wife and you're holding hands. I'd like you to write a letter. And the chassanim usually turn to me and they say, Rabbi, there's no one else there. It's just me and her. And if anyone's there, then we're not Mekayim Yichush. You know, you better make sure there's no one there. I could just speak to her there. Why am I writing a letter? And now I'm going to tell you something, Rabbi said, that I tell every chassid. Because there are certain things that a letter can portray. There are certain feelings that some of us, and most of us, are limited and are inhibited to present in speech, face to face. We're just naturally guarded. And you'll find this, Rabbi Sai, you'll see, watch it, keep an eye out for this. You'll see that people often who are not emotional people and who have a little bit of a difficult time being expressive and being emotional or being sympathetic or empathetic, they'll have the ability that through a letter or through a card, not because of the Hallmark Narishkeit, that's geschmack, it's a little giggle, but when they write at the bottom, and really say, remember, whenever you write a card, you better write a message. Like it's better to not even give the card if you're not going to write a message on a card, because you don't put the time out, so it's like a brach levatol. Rabbi Sai, you'll see these people, they have the ability to express through the igeris, through that letter, things that they weren't able to express through their speech, through their diva, including myself. I know a lot of people like this, and I think it applies to many of us. Rabbi Sai, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam didn't want this Sefer to have this
detachment from us. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam wanted this to stay as a letter communicating to each and every one of us, giving us messages in our lives, giving us messages in our haster, in our hidden lives, in our struggles, with our Hamans and Amalek's influence on our lives, not wanting us to be passionate about Yiddishkeit, not giving us a hard time where we're not going to bow down to the Teva and to the entities of what Amalek wants us to focus on in life. That's the struggle. And then there are parts of our lives that there are Mordechais. But Rabbeisa, I want to tell you something. This is not a Ksav that we're now going to learn out that the Ksav was written and transcribed by Ruach HaKodesh. You know what the Raya that it's Ruach HaKodesh is? It's from the actual actors of the Megillah. These people are here. The raya that Esther Baruch HaKodesh Nemar Rabbi said the Turi Evans Kasha. That's a raya about the Gavra. That's not a raya about the Ksav, about the book. The Teretz is Megillas Esther is an Igeres. It's not like a classic transcription of Kisrei HaKodesh. It was left to be Metames Hayadayim. It was something that I should connect to, that talks to my heart, that expresses things that are talking to me in my life. If Esther had a revelation and Mordechai had a revelation, that is Kriyas HaMegillah. These people are alive. These people are here. These people are part of your life. Kriyas HaMegillah is not a historical research paper. It's not something that I look about and try to develop. This is a expression of certain messages. Hayoy. Like the Bnei Yisrael said, Rabbi say, this is a Megillah for what? The Dark Ages. The ages where things aren't revealed, where things are in the Teva and we don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is not the door of the Akedah. This is not the Kisrei HaKodesh. This is what the Gemara says, that Esther is the Igeres. And it's Ka'amitoi Shel Torah. Our lives, Rabbi Yisai, are the most Torah-tik lives. Rabbi Yisai, there's one, the Gemara says that language on Gemara, on Tezayin HaMevezim HaBegillah. You want to know what the Amitoi Shel Torah, what the Emestik of Torah is? It's to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your daily lives. It's to see the messages that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is putting in your Megillah. You are the Megillah. Esther and Haman and all these people's revelation, they're things that we see and we feel. This is not Ksav. This is not canonized. This is not something that's distant. This is not something that has to be transcribed that the Turi Evan's going to ask. Okay, the actors, the people, they had Ruach HaKodesh. But how do you know that the text has Ruach HaKodesh? The answer is, Rabbi Yisai, the text and the story are no different. The Ksiva of Megillah Tosis says it's only the Rabbanon. It's the Kriya. It's not a text. It's your life story. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu sending a letter to you. I don't want this to be like every other piece of Torah. I want the Brisker Rav to now develop in the Rambam Chilukei Dinim. That this should stay as something that's accessible, that talks to me, that relates to me, that's Megala things to me, that gives me koyach to be my homans of my life, that gives me koyach to find the Mordechai inside me, that gives me koyach to be in that dark chamber, not relating to the Melech for 30 days, and getting the courage to stand up after that 30 days, the last month of looking at that schmutz and being involved in such things that I think HaKadosh Baruch Hu never wants to look at me again, and getting up and saying, I am going to walk into the Melech Malach. I am going to talk to the Yerush. He sent me a letter. He sent me a letter in the Yichurim, and I'm going to show up in the Yichurim. And I'm going to give him his pearl bracelet. I'm here to relate to Hirschman. That's Esther. The struggles that Esther said, I haven't been called for 30 days. That's the struggle that each and every one of us have. When we go on our 30-day journey, and we drift away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we wake up one morning and we say, wait a second. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me a letter. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks I'm the Emes Dikatoira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still alive, even though on Amsterdam Avenue or in the five towns, I can't see him clearly. And you know what the raya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's around in that is? Because there's a Megillah. A Megillah that's a Tevedik Aksav. That's a Ksav that's built for our generation. That's a letter, L'dore Doris or Boisei, the last thing that's written for Jewish history, the Gemara in Yuma says. This is something that I want Am Yisrael to put in their pocket, Rabbi Yisai. Don't ever lose that letter of the Yichudu. For you and for your kallahs. Put that away into a safe. Put that away and preserve that in a drawer that no one gets to. Because that letter is what's going to stick with you forever. Make sure you hold on to that letter. That's what's going to get you through a lot of the difficult times of marriage. Going back to that letter. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I want them to have a Megillah that they can bring into their bedroom. That they can bring into the deepest points of their lives. That they can go everywhere with. I want a Megillah that talks to them. I want a story over here that's not even written. That's alive. A story over here that the raya, that the characters had Ruach HaKodesh, is the raya that it is Ruach HaKodesh. Because it's no different than the actions of the characters. That's all it is. And it's something that's alive today. Rabbeisa, these kashas should prove to you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to every one of us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to us in all of our struggles. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dealing with us like he dealt with Mordechai and Esther. And those Mordechai and Esther characters and their experiences are things that relate to our lives. Don't distance yourself from this text. Bring this text over here. Hug it. Love it. And write a letter back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not nice if a person writes you a letter that you don't respond. Okay? And respond with ink. Don't write back a text or an email. Write a real response. Put some effort into it. Dvar Mayotzim and Aleiv. Take this Purim Rabbeisai. Take this opportunity and write a love letter back to HaKadosh Baruch. Figure out, and don't just listen to the Megillah. Figure out how these things are really messages that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling you that you can resolve your own personal issue. Rabbi said, that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to do. That is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu reserved this to not be classic Kisrei HaKodesh. That is why in Lamdis there is differences between this and a classic Sefer Torah and a classic Chumash. Don't use this like regular Kisrei HaKodesh. Be metames ayadayim. Bring it into the gulos. Bring it into the darkest spot. Don't look at Mordechai and Esther as historical figures that now I detach that between the recording and the transcription of the story about those characters. There is no story about those characters. Those characters' experiences is the Megillah. It's the Raya. That's the Teretz of the Tori Evans Kasha. You want to know how we know the Megillah? The Kriya of the Megillah, not the Ksiva of the Megillah. The Kriya of the Megillah, which is not a Ksav. Has Ruach HaKodesh? It's because we see from the story that they themselves had Ruach HaKodesh. And that's exactly what Esther is. It's those revelations that they had, they're revelations that we are going to have through Kriyas HaMegillah. Kriyas HaMegillah is not us learning up an old text. Kriyas HaMegillah is us going into shul, having a conversation in the darkest moments of our lives with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's telling us on Yud Dalet Adar, I love you. I want you in Yichud. I just want to be with you. Are you ready to be there with me? That's what Kriyas HaMegillah is. The revelations that they had is the revelations that we are having. That's the Teretz. There is no detachment between the Ksav and the story. And that's the story that exists, L'dayrus. How do we start off the Gemara and Megillah, Rabbi Yisai? Esther starts off with the following request. Kismuni Lidiris. Esther wasn't asking to be on that front table of the YU Svarim sale. Esther was not looking to sell her text and to make sure that this one is a bestseller. That's not what Esther, who is the most Seser Dika, Tzanua Dika person that the Megillah tells us, she doesn't speak about her life. She was Tzanua as Tzanua could be. Esther, I can guarantee you, did not have Facebook, Rabbi Yisai. Because she was in a Magedis. She didn't reveal all of what was happening in her life. That's a separate shmuz. But Rabbi Yisai, so why was Esther asking Kisvuni Ladeiris? Esther was asking Anshei HaKnesset HaGadol, I want this to be a story that's not detached from the generations to come. That's not severed or cut off. That's not something that now we have to look historically about this story. And now finally the message. I want this story to be with them in the Gullus, to be that letter in the Yichud room of their lives right now. I want this letter to relate to them. I want the Ruach HaKodesh that I had to be the Ruach HaKodesh that they had. I want that the experiences that I had will be the same experience that they're going to have with the Eibishter. My Ruach HaKodesh, says Esther, is their Ruach HaKodesh. The Kriya of the Megillah is the same Ruach HaKodesh that Esther herself had. It's Hainu Ach. It's Mamish Faker from what the Torah even asks. It's not Aksav. And an experience historically, there is no history when it comes to Megillas Esther. It's a Kisuni L'Dairos. This should be different than every other Kisro HaKodesh. Not to be a bestseller. Wherever a boy say, I can't stress how important it is to read the Megillah. Take time to focus on the Megillah. To understand that every line, every precious os of the Megillah is messages that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to us, and it reminds us above all, Rabbi Yisai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you and is writing a letter addressed to you. He kept this as an igeris in order to express that even though you're going through difficult times and even though there are these dark moments that you feel distance and you feel detached, and you feel like I'm not there, there's a Megillas Esther that was written L'Doyris. That was written to reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitoich HaTeva. And that's what's going to exist and what's going to carry and stay with you. L'Doyri Doyris. The only Megillah. The only Yontif that is not going to be Batal. L'Asad Lava. Because the way we get to Asad Lava, it's only because we had this letter in our pocket. Because we had this Igeris, this message, those hidden messages, the Ruach HaKodesh of Mordechai and Esther, and the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives. Each and every one of you have Ruach HaKodesh through the Kriya of the Megillah.